Scott of the ShadyWildfire.com, Final Days Report, episode 413. We're calling this VCast Convergence of Events That Are Evil. So many events we're going to cover are converging. I almost think, and I've said this for 3 years, that this is a calculated artificial intelligence takedown of the system to bring in the new system, my friends. But the topics we're going to cover, obviously, it's a takedown. We're going to cover the economy, another excuse for troops on the streets that actually echoes the last podcast that we did, censorship to control the food tied to artificial intelligence. A lot of tips from listeners on this VCast. We're going to cover bio-digital convergence. And if you took the poke as a woman, I think some disturbing news for women. We'll talk some solutions potentially as well. And the third point, I just want to cover some disturbing things in the news. Disturbing. You know it's end of days with some of the things I'm going to cover. Beyond wicked. People have lost their minds. All right, the first thing I want to cover, it's gone viral, about declassified CIA files reveal psychic quest for the Ark of the Covenant. So it's interesting, from a big picture strategy point, we know Ron Wyatt discovered Noah's Ark in Turkey, I think in the 80s, early 90s. I mean, that is self-evident. Search Ron Wyatt discovered Noah's Ark. But then all of a sudden we're getting in the news they discovered Noah's Ark. And then we get this slow roll. Declassified CIA files reveal psychic quest for the Ark of the Covenant. And when you actually dive deep into the story, it is about remote viewing, which really is astral projection and it's witchcraft. I have heard three testimonials from pastors that were under spiritual attack and they had to cut the silver string from witches and warlocks and high-powered Satanists. One of them, I think, was Anton LaVey. I'll see if I can find the story I heard from a pastor who was in a spiritual battle with Anton LaVey. He was helping out one of Anton LaVey's children. It was a wild story. But then I started hearing similar testimonies. And I, about last year, around last year, I woke up at 3:30 in the morning, right on the dot, 3:30. Couldn't breathe. Darkness in my room. Walked outside to get some fresh air, and a dude was standing with a huge walking stick above his head. I think he was a warlock. I rebuked him in the name of Jesus Christ and went to bed and slept like a baby. So spiritual warfare is very, very real. And these testimonies of these three people I've listened to, where the Lord told them to cut the silver string from these witches and warlocks. And so it's fascinating, my friends. So why all of a sudden now, from astral projection for the Ark of the Covenant, why now Noah's Ark? I think they're priming us for Noahide laws, this golden age, and this new age movement. That's where they're pushing us for. We're getting slow rolled about the Old Testament. I want to see some revelation about Jesus Christ really go viral. I don't think they'll do it, my friends. What do you say in the comments? But something rubbed me the wrong way with this remote viewer, as though that's acceptable. You know, and they never found the Ark of the Covenant. They just said they had an astral projection and that it exists. Ron Wyatt has a very interesting testimonial about finding the Ark of the Covenant. Now, he doesn't have as many receipts as he does finding Noah's Ark. It's not as much science, but it's just interesting. I definitely think the man's a Christian man. Do some research thereof. All right, let's continue. The next article I want to cover is just the takedown of the United States Inc. that we've been covering. Article from Fortune magazine, companies are slashing their earnings forecast as consumer confidence about the future reaches a 12-year low. Now, you need to think about this. So we've got tariffs, this threat of war, dollar, BRICS, central bank digital currencies, futures market, taking our gold reserves to buy Bitcoin. Stick with it. I mean, moving us towards crypto on the blockchain, this Mark the Beast money system. But I thought this was interesting because when I managed business units, we would have our budget that we had to hit, but then we'd also have our forecast. And being in the food industry, you'd produce to your forecast because if you produce to your budget and your budget you weren't going to hit, you'd have a ton of inventory that has a 12-month shelf life. You'd have to throw it away, and it would really impact your P&L in a negative way. And so if companies are slashing their earnings, then they need to do a couple things. Either raise their price to make up lost turns. So it's almost, instead of fast pennies, you know, selling a lot of pennies to hit that real dollar profit, they maybe will sell slow dimes at a higher price point. But a big thing what they'll do is they'll cut cost. And the easiest way to cut costs is to get rid of labor, to get rid of human resources. And so then how does this fit this whole AI nightmare of taking away jobs? So companies are struggling. They're not hitting earnings. They have this new tool of artificial intelligence, folks. They're going to try to streamline as many jobs as they possibly can. And that goes to my next story with Bill Gates on a late night talk show talking about how you really don't need doctors or teachers in the future. And we're going to decide who works. I mean, this is crazy. This is crazy. And this is going to fit so many more stories I'm going to cover about AI surveillance, this carbon dioxide that humans are evil by exhaling carbon dioxide. You can't make any of this up. I have doctors in my family. Man, thinking about them, if they get all this debt and then they're not going to have a job in 10 years, it's crazy. I'm going to play a video as well of a robot that is acting like a doctor, more so than a nurse. Remember, we covered that story where they're trying to actually have AI prescribe you drugs. That's their plan, my friends. Humans, well, do we need you? It's wicked.
The era that we're just starting is that intelligence is rare. You know, a great doctor, a great teacher. And with AI, over the next decade, that will become free, commonplace, you know, great medical advice, great tutoring. And it's kind of profound because it solves all these specific problems, like we don't have enough doctors.
It solves all these problems. You think about all the boys mostly, that get autism from the old school pokes. Stop poisoning our kids. Stop putting fluoride in the water and dumbing us down. What's the root cause of the problems? The toxic food supply, the toxic chemicals, the education system where it's about regurgitation versus critical thinking. I mean, to me, this drives me bonkers. We don't have these problems. These are man-made created problems. And scarcity, global warming, there's primary water. Once you wake up to the deception, you'll never, ever be blinded again, my friends. But let's continue with this joker.
Or, you know, mental health professionals. But it brings with it kind of so much change. You know, what will jobs be like? Should we, you know, just work like 2 or 3 days a week? So I love the way it'll drive innovation forward. But I think, you know, it's a little bit unknown. Yeah. Will we be able to shape it? And so legitimately, people are like, wow, this is a bit scary. It's completely new territory.
I mean, will we still need humans?
Not for most things. You know, we'll decide.
I mean, hosting a talk show, definitely. You're gonna need, really?
Well, we'll decide, you know, like baseball. We won't want to watch computers play baseball.
That's correct.
And, you know, so there'll be some things.
We'll decide. Do you see the arrogance there? We're going to decide who works and who doesn't work. I'm sure their sex slaves will have jobs.
That we reserve for ourselves. But in terms of making things and moving things and growing food, over time, those will be basically solved problems.
Build your permaculture, get your chicken coops. Don't rely on these clowns for their solutions for food. Their food in a laboratory that is beyond sick. We've probably done, I don't know, 15 VCast on the sickening food, 3D printed food. It's beyond evil. Now, here's the question I have that I was thinking about with the doctors in my family that are sharp. Obviously, they're very, very sharp people. Good regurgitators, good memory, and I think some of them even have some decent critical thinking skills. But let's say they're not at the top of the top, or they definitely don't compare and can compete with artificial intelligence. There will come a day where they'll say, either you hook up to AI and augment your intelligence, or you're out of a job. What do you do? And then you hook up to artificial intelligence and you lose your free will with that read-write capability, that bio-digital convergence that we talk about. There are going to be some very, very hard decisions, I think, for people in the future if this is the long game, if there's more time than what many of us think. All right. Let's just continue on the convergence of evil, bringing everything down. I just thought this was fascinating. I know they've gone after Bitcoin before, but let's read from the Jerusalem Post. Justice Department seizes crypto wallets used to fund Hamas terror. It was alleged that over 1.5 million in cryptocurrency had been laundered for Hamas through this system since October. Now, keep this thought. Keep this thought, because a lot of crypto people I've listened to in the past used to think that it was almost like Monero, a privacy coin, where it was freedom. It was freedom from the Federal Reserve Bank. And now the government's getting involved. Everything will be trackable on the blockchain. And the black market, we've been programmed that it's always evil. Sometimes it's not evil. Sometimes the black market is a way to get around from government overreach. Think about the case where they want you to register your chickens in the UK. And then I covered a story that said, hey, if you actually eat your eggs or sell your eggs in your backyard that are not compliant with the government rules, you could be fined up to 3,000 euros. I think this was in Spain, if memory serves correctly. So the black market is good to basically sell things underground and to survive. So all of a sudden, they're moving us into this cashless society where everything's on the blockchain, and who controls the ledger, I always like to say. And the funny thing is, too, the next story I'm going to cover is, as they move us to cryptocurrency, we know the government runs the drugs. There's so much evidence from Vietnam, heroin in the dead GI's coffins, Afghanistan, the poppy fields, right? The Clinton Chronicles. Go to Yandex, search Clinton Chronicles. The government runs the drugs. I heard this firsthand before I was even awake, being in the food industry, from restaurateurs who said the government runs the drugs. CIA's at the level 13, and they were at a level 4 or 5, making $3-4 million a year. And this is 20 years ago. And then I remember hearing somebody in the government say, we never really bust above a level 5. We just don't. And I'm like, this is crazy, right? So they're confiscating Bitcoin. It's not safe money. It's not autonomous money. Don't kid yourself, my friends. And that fits my next story. And I need to dive deep into this. This might require another podcast. This is from Health Impact News. Trump takes on the banking industry by developing his own cryptocurrency financial network. So you need to think about this. Trump's moving us into cryptocurrency that's trackable, that can be taken, that we just proved with that last article, that probably fits a form of central bank digital currency, this with trackers, the social credit score tied into artificial intelligence. Then you think about X and Elon Musk. If Elon Musk is the false prophet, he has a lot of indicators thereof. More and more people are seeing it, bringing fire down from heaven, landing his rockets, deceiving with signs and wonders. Blind can see with Neuralace, Neuralink. Paralyzed can walk. Turning X into a financial juggernaut involved in PayPal. When will they morph together? And the false prophet will bring an image of the beast. A tech company will have to bring in a hologram if that's how the end times basically will play out, which I think it will, from a dream I had in 2008. So this is fascinating. So Trump is starting to compete with the bankers. But let's read a little bit more. The latest entrant is the Trump family itself into the banking world. World Liberty Financial, a crypto project started by Trump and his sons, announced last week it is also launching a stable coin called USD1. So stable coin is more pegged to the dollar, is my understanding. That raises the prospect that Trump could pass legislation that would benefit his own venture. President Donald Trump's initiative to create a cryptocurrency-based financial network aiming to bypass the traditional banking systems. I mean, it's interesting, my friends. Final Days Report 412, we talked about U.S. troops on the street, a decision after April about the Insurrection Act for troops on the street to help us out with this immigration problem reaction solution. Get us used to troops on the street, right? Posse comitatus. But a listener sent me this, and I thought it was alarming. I did not know this, so hats off to the listener. For drug enforcement. Now, remember, let me step back. The U.S. government runs the drugs. We know that. They can use posse comitatus to have troops on the street to fight the drug war that they control. For drug enforcement specifically, the Posse Comitatus Act generally restricts the use of military for domestic law enforcement. However, exceptions exist, such as the Department of Defense counter-drug operations, which allow military support in combating drug trafficking. This includes intelligence sharing, surveillance, logistical support to civilian law enforcement agencies. This is that whole RICO of stealing your property because of drugs, but yet they run the drugs. It's just laughable. Just some headlines. Trump's labeling of the drug cartels as terror groups puts U.S. businesses at risk of prosecution, say experts. Trump's focus on cartels highlights new risk for digital assets. That's what I thought was interesting, too. They're using digital assets like Bitcoin, probably more so Monero, privacy coins. So will this be a way for the government to go after privacy coins? Because Bitcoins are not private anymore. Exclusive GOP moves to authorize Trump to wage war on cartels through military force. But it's just funny. Government runs the drug, so it's going to be the snake eating its tail, I like to say, right? When the right and left eat itself and go after itself, it's to move us into it's a certain direction, to move us where they want us to go with this fake fighting on the right and the left. This is what this reminds me of. Let's continue, my friends. I get brown shirt vibes from this next story, and you need to go to Final Days Report 370. Are you enjoying the show, this purge program? Trump's first administration had some ties to the movie and the franchise The Purge, and then here on this speech, it just seems like he's calling for a purge. So another one of these order out of chaos. They strip cops, the law enforcement, they strip their power. And now it appears they're going to give them even more power, especially when you go and research what we did with Final Days Report 370 with the Purge program. And you have to remember, many police were actually trained in Israel. So what are they doing? Will the next move be federalizing the police? Let's just play this. I find this creepy. I find this Night of the Long Knives-ish. if you know that story from Germany. I find this to be brown shirt-like. Let's roll it.
To give our police their power back, and we're going to give them immunity from prosecution. So they're not prosecuted for doing their job.
Police officers, law enforcement, please listen. But we're going to indemnify police officers and law enforcement officials throughout the United States from being destroyed by the radical left for taking strong actions on crime. They're going to be indemnified. We're going to pay them for their costs, for their lawyers.
And we played the video where Trump said, we're going to allow cops to stop and frisk. So they destroy cops' power. And then under Trump, they're swinging around and giving them too much power. That's the vibe I get. This is all big time wrestling in a script. I mean, do you see it? All right. Continuing down the path of this convergence of evil. Wars and rumors of wars. That will be seal four. And the horses are spirits that are continuously in motion is the point of view that I have. Right. I wrote a book, Seal One Is Open, that primes the fourth beast system that is iron, mix, and clay. And it's about the toxin to conquer with a toxin. Bo is toxin. Coronavirus, corona. But there'll be waves of it. It'll be continuous. The long play. When you read the book of Revelation, the seals, bowls, and vials and trumpets, I think they start at different times, but they end the same, is what some scholars have pointed out, and I 100% agree with them. But we need to think about wars and rumors of war, because it is getting heated. Trump threatens there will be bombing if Iran fails to make a deal on nukes. Yemen Houthis defy Trump and continue attacks on Israel and U.S. ships in the Red Sea. And then he's threatening Putin here as well. And then we have the China theater of war. So after World War III, there'll be the consolidation of the kings from Daniel 7, in my humble opinion, or it could just happen from that Commonwealth, USA into the Commonwealth. It could just happen with a handshake. Who knows? But there'll be a consolidation of power. Then it appears Seal 5 is when you start hitting the true timeline, because people are going to be beheaded. Christians giving their testimony, right? There seems like there's a play there that then fits the other parts of the book of Revelation, but I digress. Let's play this. This just seems like who can make war with the beast, right?
Just hours ago, President Trump called me to tell me he is, quote, pissed off with Russia's President Putin and threatened to impose secondary tariffs on Russia's oil, quote, if Russia and I are unable to make a deal on stopping the bloodshed in Ukraine, and if I think it was Russia's fault, which it might not be, but if I think it was Russia's fault, I am going to put secondary tariffs on all oil coming out of Russia. Mr. Trump said 25% tariffs on Russian oil could happen any moment and told me he plans to speak with President Putin this week. The president told me, quote, I was very angry, pissed off, when Putin started getting into Zelensky's credibility and started talking about new leadership in Ukraine.
Yeah, but Trump said Zelensky's a puppet. He's an actor. You're watching big time wrestling. I think the war will be real, but it'll be scripted, my friends. We prove that with The Economist magazine depicting war and these players. So it'll almost be controlled by AI. A lot of people will die. Don't get me wrong. Right? The gospel, the targeting system from Israel. All right, let's continue. This to me hits seal three. There's a war on food and information. I want to play a video somebody sent me, a listener sent me, about John Kerry. I missed this at the World Economic Forum saying, We need the right politicians in place and the right policies in place to censor the net, to get consensus, to actually push this global warming scam from the Club of Rome that says humans are the wicked ones, need to live in your smart cities. And it reminded me of an old VCast that we did, DARPA Maps Truth to Mainstream News, Founders Report, episode 123, because they have the technology where they can map anything you say. And if it doesn't fit the official Big Brother narrative, they can dox you. Maybe just stop it. And I'm sure they have it now today. But Carrie is going to talk about, well, we have free speech. I mean, these people are wicked. I bind their evil in the name of Jesus Christ, my friends. But twice now, Trump has called the censor the net as well that we've played. Search Trump on SJ Wellfire if you don't believe me. And you need to think about Bill Gates buying up all this farmland and all these billionaires and the bird flu scam and the war on the Holland farmers, the European farmers, and they're taxing livestock farts around the world. This is evil, my friends. It's evil. I never thought I'd see the day where they're going after farmers because they want you to eat the food that's created in a lab with their science, with their cancer cells that just blow up. John Kerry tells World Economic Forum, our First Amendment stands as a major block against hammering disinformation out of existence. Who disinformation, please. This is from Real Clear Politics. But let's play this video. It's an abomination.
And I think the dislike of and anguish over social media is just growing and growing and growing. And it's part of our problem, particularly in democracies. In terms of building consensus around any issue, it's really hard to govern today. You can't, you know, there's no, the referees we used to have to determine what's a fact and what isn't a fact have kind of, you know, been eviscerated to a certain degree. And people go and that people self-select where they go for their news or for their information. And then you just get into a vicious cycle. So it's really, really hard, much harder to build consensus today than at any time in the 45, 50 years I've been involved in this. And I, you know, there's a lot of discussion now about how you curb those entities in order to guarantee that you're going to have, you know, some accountability on facts, et cetera. But look, if people go to only one source and the source they go to is sick, and, you know, has an agenda and they're putting out disinformation, our First Amendment stands as a major block to the ability to be able to just, you know, hammer it out of existence. So what you need, what we need is to win the ground, win the right to govern by hopefully having, winning enough votes that you're free to be able to implement change. Now, obviously, there are some people in our country who are prepared to implement change in other ways. And
so
that's
you're
where
questioning really if democracy can survive unregulated social media.
I think democracies are very challenged right now and have not proven they can move fast enough or big enough to deal with the challenges that we are facing. And to me, that is part of what this race, this election is all about. Will we break the fever in the United States?
Those are the two thumbnails that I talked about. Trump censoring the net, 374, Foundays Report 374 on sjwellfire.com, and Epstein and me. How and why will Trump censor the net? He basically said, oh, we got to censor the net because the photos of me on Epstein's plane were fake. Trump was on Epstein's plane. Trump was at Epstein's New York mansion where there are cameras in every room. We did a podcast, Who Owns Trump? Why does he keep on pushing all of Israel's information? Because he's probably got dirt on him, right? And it's been happening forever. Think about the Franklin cover-up with Bush and Reagan. I think mostly run by Bush. All right, let's continue down this path of this convergence of so much evil. Let's get into the biodigital convergence. But I thought this was evil. This DNA company, 23andMe, says it won permission from a judge to sell customers medical and ancestry data. Here's how to delete yours, like you can delete it. I wonder, that seems like a psyop. And then we need to think about the genealogy company of Ancestry.com has been acquired by the investment firm Blackstone. So you have Blackstone, BlackRock, right? Christ is our rock. It's not black, it's white. Everything's an inversion, my friends. It's a DNA war as the days of Noah. But the article goes on to say that basically insurance companies are very interested in this data and health insurance companies. So it's like the life insurance and health insurance companies are very interested in this data. And then I was thinking about the Stargate announcement with Trump, this artificial AI Stargate, this beast system that Trump is launching on his, what, second day in the administration with Larry Ellison and others. And Larry Ellison's Oracle owns, I think, 23% of all the health records. We talked about Elon Musk saying there'll be a database of all the DNA. This fits hooking you up to artificial intelligence. This hooks up to optogenetics, mind controlism. I wonder if this has been bankrupt by design for further control into the beast system. I'm just saying, my friends. All right, here's the disturbing news for women. You need to think about this. Sperm count has been down. There's just a war to control reproduction with birthing pods, these synthetic babies. But this is evil. Study finds early menopause signs in 55% of women 30 to 35 years of age. Experts advise vigilance. Yeah, don't poke yourself. Probably stay clear from EMF towers. Eat organic. I mean, what are they doing to us? Probably can't avoid what they're dumping on us. Read that again. Study finds early menopause signs in 55% of women 30 to 35. We've covered the explosion of cancer, of heart disease, and then all the psyops and excuses that they have. Neurological diseases, dementia in kids. Evil. It's evil. But the good news, it's good news, bad news. The good news is, my understanding is, just reading some comments, Sky News is pretty mainstream. And the good news, it's coming out that people were damaged with this abomination. The bad news is they're missing the nanotech that hooks you up to optogenetics. So it's almost like a diversion of this mind controlism tech, this operating system. Right? This iron mixed with clay. I just want to play a snippet of this real quick. It's good news, right? Because they want to continuously poke you. But it's also a diversion, I think.
And it's very clear now that why on earth did they do this? I mean, I have no idea, because from the very beginning, these vaccines were not vaccines, particularly the ones that ended up after AstraZeneca with all the clots and they were shut down. But the messenger RNA vaccines of Pfizer and Moderna have caused unbelievable problems and damage to people. And
but they're missing again. The nanotech, the operating system. What's causing people to show up as Mac IDs? I did my own personal test with this. So I want to play this video from La Quinta Columna. She has some thoughts. Consult your doctor. This is for entertainment purposes only.
The following video is from Rafa Calvin from La Quinta Columna, who I now work closely with. And here we are looking at dental anesthetics and the nanotech within them. And all over the world, we have people in our laboratories looking at liquids from dental anesthetics, jabs, everything, and looking and observing what we find in them. And as we already know, dental anesthetics have nanotech, hydrogels, graphene oxide, and more in them. And that obviously that's part of the transhumanism agenda. So we then try and find solutions, and we put products on the slides to see what dissolves them. And we already know that Rafa did the incredible work where we found nicotine dissolving the nanotechnology. So here you now see a product called monacolin K, which is found in red yeast rice. That is something that you can buy and is often used to lower cholesterol naturally. Now, on this slide, when he applies the red rice, it actually completely starts to dissolve the hydrogel and the nanotechnology. Now, strangely enough, the government in Europe actually started to stop the use of red rice yeast. In fact, in 2022, a new regulation came in that red rice yeast could not be produced and be sold without it being less than 3 milligrams a day. So, I mean, it speaks volumes, doesn't it? I mean, in regards to nicotine, they state that that's going to be banned in time. So again, this is a microscopy session by Rafa, looking at dental anesthetics at 4,000 times magnification and showing that red rice yeast actually dissolves the nanotech and makes it completely disappear.
What I found interesting is how they tried to ban menthol cigarettes, saying they were so wicked. And my question is, does menthol destroy the nanotech? Also, we've talked about from Edward Group, he said he got a call that borax or boron actually impacts the nanotech as well. Because we see this nanotech under the microscope. Many scientists have figured that out. But then we see it also in pop culture, this hooking up to artificial intelligence, this black goo, the blood of Satan, right? The Tower of Babel is basically artificial intelligence, according to Chabad Lubavitch. But this is so-called art. This is Grimes, who has kids with Elon Musk in this bio-digital convergence mockery of the cross. Do you see it? If you're listening to a podcast service, it's this demonic-looking red cross that kind of expands out at the ends. But it's very Kabbalistic, like a Kabbalistic tree of life in disgusting crucifix pose. And there's a very, very long write-up about this from the End Times Reveal Telegram channel, and I just took a little snippet of it. This is her assessment. Quantum integration or crucifixion of the ego self to ascend into a hive conscious system, the sacrifice of individuality to become a superhuman or synthetic being. I go back to, if you're not a sharp doctor, you better hook up to AI to become the best doctor you can be. The tension between organic chaos roots and structured artificial reality, the white scaffolding on the sides, the alchemy of rebirth in a digital or AI age. And she goes on with a bunch of other esoteric deep analysis of this, but it's an abomination. It's wicked. It's Lucifer's trick. Lucifer wants to be like God and measure everything and be all-knowing. Lucifer today is not all-knowing. He has his army of demons that report up to him, but he's not omnipresent like God. Artificial intelligence allows him to take a step closer, measuring you under the skin, measuring your thoughts. All right, let's bring this home on the convergence of events that are just evil. It's just getting disturbing. It's getting disturbing. The first video I want to play, it looks like this happened in London. This might be a little bit older. Now, the next story involves bestiality from A young woman, 27-year-old in Florida, was arrested on March 21st for allegedly participating in a revolting act with her dog. And she posted this thing online. Florida influencer arrested after filming herself during a revolting act. Daily Mail. During the investigation, Bats discovered that Gominski, who frequently posts explicit pictures and videos, uploaded several posts of her participating in the sickening act with the abused animal, police said. Call it bestiality. In addition to her alleged involvement with the Chihuahua, Gominski also admitted she had been involved in sexual activity with another dog, and videos of those incidents were still stored on her cell phone. It has to be demon possession involved in this. And it just continues to get weird. Female minister of for children resigns in her disgrace after admitting boy 15 got her pregnant. Iceland's minister for children has resigned in disgrace. She was accused of having sex with a 15-year-old boy when she was 22 and getting pregnant by him. She was working as a counselor at a religious group he attended. He was just 15 years old when they began their secret relationship, the outlet reported. Just some scripture of what all of this reminds me of. Revelation chapter 1, verses 3. Blessed is he that readeth, and they that hear the words of his prophecy, and keep those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand. So the book of Revelation is something where you're going to be blessed if you read and understand and study. I think that's the only book that says that. And then all of this, especially the last couple stories that I just covered, reminds me of Romans 1, 28 through 32. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient, being filled with unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, implacable, unmerciful, who knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only to do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them. Some of these AI executives are into non-natural lifestyle. Let's just put it that way. So really, really think about that. The people that are creating this artificial intelligence nightmare are involved in this evil. And the other part of this beast system rising, Revelation 13, verses 4 through 7, and I'm just thinking about who is able to make war with him. Troops on the streets, Insurrection Act, Posse Comitatus for drug running, yet the U.S. government runs the drugs, pushing Bitcoin away from gold, and sound money to Bitcoin that can be tracked. The call to surveil everything online for this global warming scan and all these trackers, the pushing us to war. Everything's converging. No jobs in the future, according to Bill Gates. It's converging, my friends. But we need to be a light. We need to be a light in this world. And I had a dream this week about a Christian who walked in to a retailer, an independent retailer. This person desperately needed to work. And the behind the scenes, I saw a conspiracy of multiple employees of this retailer stealing from the business owner. And during the interview, the business owner asked the person interviewing for the job, why should I hire you? And the person said, I am a Christian and will not steal from you. Oftentimes, restaurants go out of business, not just because they don't sell enough, but because their employees steal steaks, steal food. And it struck me. It struck me. And I'm not saying lead with that, but it's a problem. employee theft is a problem. So maybe that message is needed for somebody out there. I thought I'd share because I'm providing a lot of doom and gloom, but we need to lean above guidance, for wisdom, for protection. So make sure you have a blessed day. It's a great time to be alive. Save some souls. I'm thinking about the crowns. I think there are five crowns. And we have to always remember this life is just temporary. It's just temporary. So put the cares of this world above. Ask for guidance. Get rid of your habitual sin the best that you can. Bind any demonic activity that you might have. Do a fast. Pray. Get in the Word of God. And bless a Christian and you'll be blessed. And that doesn't necessarily mean financial. It could be praying for them. God bless, my friends. Thank you.